Children, the Lord knows everything. He knows what's going to happen to you this afternoon and tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen 1,000 years from now and 1,000,000 years from now. And he's always known this. And that's a wonderful thing because the Lord has a special plan for every single one of us. He wants to bring us into heaven, and not just into heaven, but into our own very special place in heaven where we'll be the happiest. And if he can't do that because we won't let him, then he prepares a special place for us in hell that is no worse, no harder on us than we insist on it being. He protects us from falling down into lower hells. The Lord cares about us, and because he knows what's going to happen, he can keep us safe. Now, in this story, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he knew it was from God, and he knew that it was about what was going to happen in the future. But he didn't remember his dream, and he couldn't tell what it meant. So he called in all his wise men, his magicians, his astrologers, his sorcerers, and his Chaldeans. And of course, they had no idea, no idea. Most of them were a bunch of liars anyway, who only wanted to tell the king what they thought this powerful king wanted them to say. They didn't care about the truth. And the king was so furious with them for not telling them his dream, that he told his soldiers to kill all the wise men of Babylon. Now, by this time, Daniel and his friends were considered some of the wise men, but I guess they were considered too young, because they weren't called in to tell the king his dream. So Daniel didn't know anything about this till Arioch came to kill him and his friends. When he heard about this, he asked the king, "Please give us a little time to ask the Lord to pray." And Daniel and his friends prayed to the Lord for compassion, for mercy, so they wouldn't be killed along with the rest of the wise men. And the Lord answered in a night vision for Daniel. He showed him at night what the king had seen in his dream. So he knew what the king's dream was, and he taught Daniel what the dream meant. Now, in the Lord's word, the Lord is also teaching us about the future. And in this dream that the Lord teaches us in the book of Daniel and in the heavenly doctrine, the Lord is teaching us about what's going to happen too. And one of the things the Lord teaches us is that everything has to go through whole cycles. It has to start with its beginning and go all the way through to its end, and then there can be a new beginning. For example, right now it's morning, and then it's going to be afternoon, and then it's going to be evening, and then it's going to be night, and then there can be a new morning. It's not going to jump from the middle of the afternoon to a new morning all of a sudden. It needs to go all the way through the night, and then there can be a new morning. And same with the seasons. Every year begins with spring, and then we have summer and fall, and we need to go through the winter till we can come to a new spring. We can't skip it. And it's the same with our life. We're born as babies, and we gradually grow up, and we become adults, and we need to live our life and become old, and then our natural body dies, and we wake up in heaven, and we're young again. We can't jump from the middle of our life to the other world. Even little children who die as little children, they don't just immediately become angels when they wake up. They still have to grow up and become wise before they can be angels in heaven. So there always has to be this cycle. And one of the reasons for this cycle is that the Lord provides good things for us in every stage of that cycle. For example, when we're little, when we're babies and little children, the Lord provides that we love our parents so much. And that's like beautiful good gold, spiritual good gold. And it prepares us when we grow up that we can love the Lord above all things. And when we're children, the Lord provides that we love our brothers and sisters and our friends that we play with. We love to play with them. And that helps us when we are grown up to love our neighbors as ourselves. Two great commandments. When we're almost grown up, The Lord provides that we learn to control ourselves, to discipline ourselves, and to work hard at school and at jobs, to obey the rules so that we can become good citizens of the Lord's kingdom, both in this world and forever in heaven. That's like spiritual bronze. And when we're adults, the Lord provides that our minds are ready to see the truth as of ourselves, not just because we love and respect our parents and teachers. Now we can see for ourselves that it's true. And that's like spiritual iron. It's strong. Now the problem is that we don't always do what we know is right. And that's like the feet and toes of iron mixed with clay, where there's knowing what's right and there's doing what's right, but they don't stick together. And so we get into bad habits. One bad habit might be feeling like, hey, I'm pretty smart. I'm pretty good. I don't actually need the Lord's help. I don't need to read the Lord's word. I don't need to do what the Lord says. I can figure it out for myself. That gets us into lots of troubles. Or we might have the bad habit of wanting to boss other people around, like King Nebuchadnezzar, being really angry when people don't do what we want them to do, because we're not letting the Lord rule us. So we get these bad habits, and every single one of us develops some bad habits along the way that we have to struggle with. But when we're ready, when the Lord sees that we're ready, then the stone comes to us. What does a stone represent? It represents the truth. We see, wow, I have not been obeying the Lord as well as I should be in this area of my life. I've been not doing what the Lord says. And that's why I'm having these troubles. And in this dream, it seemed like the stone smashed the statue to bits. I think that what that represents is that we see that because we have not been obeying the Lord, the beautiful things the Lord has given us, the gold and the silver and the bronze and the iron, are getting smashed to bits. But the good thing is, if we're ready, when that truth comes to us, we can say, wait a minute, I don't want to live like that. I want to repent. I want to change those bad habits. I want to turn back to the Lord. And we can, because the Lord is with us. And that stone can gradually become a great rock that fills our mind. What is the great rock, the most important truth? It is that the Lord is God, that the Lord knows all things. He's the one who can teach us how to live our lives so that we can live forever in heaven. The Lord knows everything. The Lord knows every single thing, from the great big things to the tiniest little things of our life. The Lord is always watching over all the details of our life. And in the Word, He teaches us the future. He teaches us the most important things about our own life. He teaches us that He's going to give us gold and silver and bronze and iron, beautiful gifts. And that when we live according to the gifts that the Lord gives us, the truths that He teaches us, then we will grow stronger and stronger in the Lord's strength. Then He can lead us into His kingdom that will never be destroyed, that will stand for ages of ages. Amen.